A number of the people that write to us tell us that they didn't even recognize that they were in an abusive situation that could be dangerous until they listened to our podcast, until they heard examples of other people in that same kind of situation who ended up violently attacked or killed. And so I think it really opened up people's eyes as to what was going on in their own lives.
That's Jim Clemente, host of Real Crime Profile. But of course, you knew that. Spending enough time with Jim, Laura, and Lisa in your ears, do you ever start to feel like they're like your friends? Do you ever talk back to them? I do. I'm David Reinstrom, the host of Secrets, Crimes, and Audio Tape, and Radio Drama Revival, two fine members of the Wondery family of podcasts. I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts. You probably do too. Commuting, walking the dog, folding laundry, working out. Podcasts are a part of my life. I spend that time learning and listening. In this cold, dark season, even with so many holiday parties and fa-la-la-la-la-ing, things can get a little lonesome. But we, the voices in your head, are here to keep you company. I know this feels like a one-way medium, but I want you to be aware. I'm listening for you, too. From Wondery, this is The Gift of Listening, a holiday special. On today's special, we're going to explore the power of listening. The world could use more of it, that's for sure. Listening is a powerful tool to build bridges, to increase empathy, to spark imagination. All of that starts with listening to each other. Whether it's your significant other, your kids, your parents, your friends, even and especially strangers, the first step towards understanding is always opening up those ears. You won't be surprised to hear that podcast listeners tend to be better listeners overall, but ask anyone who isn't listening and they do wonder. If you could be reading, watching, playing, tweeting, live streaming, Snapchatting, VRing, what's so special about podcasts? Why isn't the whole world listening? We're turning to some familiar voices to share just what makes podcasting so special for them. And then we'll give you the research behind it. Podcasts do make you feel better. Davey Rothbart is the host of the Found podcast, where he explores personal stories of love, loss, and hope through the lens of notes found on the ground. In season one of his podcast, Davey sat down with his mother, who lost her hearing as a young woman.
My mom's name is Barbara Brodsky. In the 60s, she was active in the civil rights movement. She organized marches in the South. She was part of the Freedom Rides. She became an artist and an art professor. And then for the last 25 years, she's been a meditation teacher, traveling around the country, teaching classes and leading retreats. She's also totally 100% deaf. Since before I was born, she can't hear a thing. Growing up with a deaf mom, it's a different experience. We use sign language and she reads lips. So when I'm talking to her, I talk kind of slow as I sign along, like this.
I think we learned a lot growing up because of your deafness.
I think you did too. I think you also learned how to get around your deaf mom and pull tricks on her.
She's right. As a kid, me and my brothers thought it was hilarious to sneak up behind her and yell cuss words. We try and get our friends to join in. They usually refused. And we found out later, she knew the whole time what we were up to. But my mom, she wasn't always deaf. For the first 29 years of her life, she had normal hearing, just like anyone else. In 1972, my parents were living in Ann Arbor, near the University of Michigan, where my mom taught art. She gave birth to her first child, my older brother Mike.
About 6 weeks after Mike was born, one morning I woke up feeling my ears were stuffed up, and within an hour or two started feeling very dizzy. And within a week, the hearing just dissolved.
My mom, you know, she's a counselor. She's a meditation teacher, and she also helps people sift through big problems in their own lives. And Now the technology is there where she doesn't need an intermediary when she's on the phone. People can talk and it's kind of like voice to text. She can communicate with them. just through her special phone. But as a kid, she actually needed somebody to translate for her. I was the relay, my brothers and I. And so I was be like, you know, if she wanted to order a pizza, she would ask me to call the pizza place. I mean, I'd be like 5 years old. She'd ask me to call the pizza place. I would explain, my mom is deaf. I'm going to give the phone to her now. She would talk. Then I would tell her what the person on the other end of the line was saying. And, you know, I would just use sign language and translate for her. So when she was speaking with people, doing her counseling, you know, people were talking about marriages that had dissolved after 25 years or a son who was lost in wartime, you know, and I was be like 7, 8, 9 years old listening to people on the other end of the line who were sometimes weeping, you know, and sharing their stories with me. And then I would have to kind of put that, paraphrase them and put it into sign language to express it to my mom. So I would say it was a real sort of masterclass in listening that my mom taught me.
Has there been anything positive that has come out of your deafness?
I've learned to hear.
What do you mean?
I think I listen a lot better than I ever did when I could hear. I really focus. To lip read, I have to stay right with the person and focus. I can't drift off, look over here or there. I need to stay connected. And when you stay connected and looking in somebody's face, your heart hears. So I hear people in a much deeper way than I ever could hear before.
What you listen to does make a difference. Podcasts are emerging as the medium for thoughtful conversation, for nuance, for ideas that can't be expressed in sound bites followed by louder sound bites. The research firm ComScore asked people to categorize their feelings before and after listening to podcasts. The number one feeling before? Curious. And after listening, people feel less angry or sad, and more intelligent, connected, and energized. Mike Boudet of Sword and Scale, along with Marissa Jones of The Vanished, got into podcasting after a similar experience.
Hey, when did you start podcasting?
I was an avid podcast listener before I started my podcast. I used to listen to a lot of different crime shows, including Sword and Scale, among others. And I thought that the medium was lent itself to a lot of creativity. And just about anybody could get into it if they really wanted to spend the time. So I didn't actually start out saying, like, I want to start a podcast and had to really think of an idea. I kind of had an idea that I wanted to make into something. And at first, I didn't know if it was just going to be a blog or something, but I ended up picking a podcast because I thought it would reach a lot of people. What about you?
Well, I, like many others that started doing this, was a listener first. And for, you know, many, many years before Sword and Scale, I had a very, very boring desk job, like many people do out there, and where you sit in a maze of cubicles and mindlessly stare at a screen. So I needed something to kind of keep my mind occupied, and it was usually talk radio. It started with talk radio because, you know, you can hear a lot of different ideas and keep your mind going. And then it got naturally into podcasts. It naturally evolved from there to, hey, I could probably do something like this. And that's how it started.
Now, you've been doing a fabulous job of listening to me. Thank you. But Michael Gervais wants you to listen to yourself. He's a sports psychologist whose podcast, Finding Mastery, looks to showcase the tricks of people at the peak of their game. Athletes, CEOs, award-winning musicians, and how they got there. He was called the secret weapon of the Seattle Seahawks ahead of their Super Bowl win. He sat down with Christine Blackburn of Storyworthy to share how we can all improve our listening skills with one simple step, starting with ourselves.
Let me ask you, how would you explain the power of listening?
Well, listening, I think the first thing that people think about when that question is asked or the concept of listening comes up is that we're listening to others. That is a secondary process. The most important part of listening is first understanding how to listen to oneself. How do you listen to the inner voice that you have? We are talking to ourselves all the time. It's called self-talk. It's our inner dialogue. Sometimes it's a monologue. And that inner experience is really the first place to begin to listen deeply. And
mine screams a lot, Michael. What is that?
Your screams a lot?
Yeah, what is that all about?
There's names for those types of voices, yeah. But the we have this inner voice. And so until we can listen to ourselves deeply without critique, without judgment, without the ability to dismiss that voice within us, that's the first order of business, to be able to listen deeply to other people.
Bought presents? Check. Wrapped them? Check. Sent cards? Check. Something for myself? Look, I'm no Scrooge. I think it's important to take care of your friends and family. I think giving to charity is a no-brainer, obviously. Yes, good. But I'm just gonna say that it's nice to treat yourself every once in a while. Carve the turkey in the kitchen alone and save yourself the delicious secret part of the bird between the thigh joint and the backbone. You're welcome. And find the coziest part of your home. Swaddle yourself in blankets like a human burrito and lose yourself in an endless ocean of story with Audible. Audible's selection of audio entertainment is unmatched. You want audiobooks? Of course. True crime? They've got it. Self-help? Romance? History? Yes, yup, and yes. For instance, ahead of my next trip, I have downloaded E.H. Gombrich's A Little History of the World to listen to on my phone. And I'm looking forward to hearing Annie Prue's The Shipping News on the way back. Because one of my New Year's resolutions is more listening and more learning. So why don't you join me? Treat yourself this holiday season to a free audiobook with your 30-day trial by going to audible.com/wondery, like the name of this network. That's audible.com/wonder and the letter Y. audible.com/wondery. Podcast listeners have an intimate connection with their shows. It's not broadcasting, it's narrowcasting. You've subscribed, you've chosen us, and we talk directly to you. In Real Crime Profile, hosts Jim Clementi, Laura Richards, and Lisa Zambetti tackle issues that are hard for us to talk about, namely abuse, violent crime, and murder. But through giving a voice to the victims, they are able to not just shed light on important issues, but to provide listeners with catharsis and connection. Lisa, Laura, and Jim sat down with Heather McDonald, host of Juicy Scoop, and found another unexpected connection.
There was a particular story that really touched you from a listener that you heard from.
We get a lot of letters and stories from people who are in horribly abusive situations, but this one just knocked the breath out of me. I don't know. I'm going to read this. I'm not going to say her name. I wanted to send you, Jim, Laura, and Lisa, a message about your podcast. A little background. My daughter was killed at the school shooting in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, I guess since it started, and I've been very impressed with your focus on honoring victims and victims' voices. When you lose a loved one by the violent hands of another individual, there's this feeling of having no control, a loss of power. Someone else made a choice to affect your life and those around you forever, and you have to suck it up and live with it. Being in that place can feel very lonely and isolating, and it's hard to feel understood sometimes. So it's refreshing to listen to your podcast that helps not only giving a voice to victims, but also to empower those that are being abused, get help that they need without stigma. Thank you for all your work. A mom from San Diego.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
It was pretty
so
amazing.
Sad. I can't even imagine.
There was another one that really resonates in my head as well, which, you know, really did have an impact, which was somebody who wrote, and again, I won't name her, but she said that she'd been listening to all of our episodes and that she was suffering from serious levels of abuse. And, you know, all the information that we'd been giving her meant that she could then start to form a plan. And she actually had written the point where she had safely left her abusive partner. So, you know,
it was
uplifting,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the reason why we put out, you know, the details for Paladin National Stalking Advocacy Service in the UK and why we need a service here, but put out the domestic violence helpline. So it really shows that what we do is so important, but there is life after abuse. And that part was very uplifting about her life now.
That she's successful.
And one other thing is that a number of the people that write to us tell us that they didn't even recognize that they were in an abusive situation that could be dangerous until they listened to our podcast, until they heard examples of other people in that same kind of situation who ended up violently attacked or killed. And so I think it really opened up people's eyes as to what was going on in their own lives.
And we've told the stories in different ways, I guess, and that's, you know, through cases, talking about lots of different cases. You know, one of the things Jim C. and I can do is kind of deconstruct them, the cases, and, you know, they're not just stories, they're people's lives. And we can talk about high risk factors, we can talk about the detail, and I think that's what people connect with, not with the labels, domestic violence or stalking or, you know, any coercive control labels that are placed. So I think that has had a very profound impact on many people who wouldn't have probably got help, actually.
Mm-hmm. I told a very intimate story that I never shared in my books or my stand-up about a relationship I have with my sister or their lack of. And it is something that is probably not even explored much in anything, but it's sort of like abusive adult sibling relationships that are not necessarily physical, but they just keep coming back and the parents push you to have them in your wedding and push, you know, she should be able to come see you after you give birth and, you know, things like that, that just continued on. And it took like getting married to my husband, who did not come from that weird Catholic dysfunctional family, to say, she can't just walk into our house. And so I started to tell the whole story, which spans over like 15 years. And I said, well, this story is going to take about 3 hours to tell. So I'm going to tell it in the beginning of each episode of Juicy Scoop. And I called it Serial Sister. And it was amazing the response I got of people being like, no one ever talks about this. I thought I was the only one that felt like this. I feel such guilt. I just want to raise my own children. I don't want this drama that I grew up with around me. And It was like the greatest therapy, because
it's very cathartic. I would imagine.
I mean, I would come in and I'd be like, another episode of therapy, you know. But then when it was done, when I got to the end, it was like, oh my God, I could have gone to therapy and talked to some woman
and paid a lot of money
and had one person's response and opinion, but instead I got hundreds.
Right.
You know, hundreds and thousands of people that listened and loved it and got into it and got to see my side, because I had, you know, very close members in my family that thought I was awful for telling the story.
Although hearing is a physical process, listening is hearing and then actually reflecting on what you're hearing. And then it's a cognitive process. And so it's the first step in understanding and learning. And so it's an important part of building a bond with someone else. And whenever we want to interview someone, we build rapport with that person to show that we are similar, that there are things that we share as humans, in order to open sort of the floodgates of communication. And I think without actively listening, what you do a lot of times, what a lot of people end up doing, is only hearing what they want to hear and judging against what they hear that they don't want to hear. And that is not how communication happens. You actually have to be open to what the other person is saying, to understand it, to understand their perspective, and to see if there's any common ground between you.
Now, not only are podcasts a great way to connect with the world around you, they can be a fantastic way to get to know people that you already share a close relationship with. Like, say, your kids. Sophie Harper, creator and protagonist of the Not By Accident podcast documentary, and Lindsay Patterson, the creator and host of Tumble, a science podcast for kids, shared a conversation about how their work in audio has made them better listeners and better parents.
Tumble is my first podcast, and I started it a few months after my son was born in February 2014. I'd known that there just wasn't a lot of high quality audio being made for kids. Like, there was just a new podcast for adults every single day, but nobody was making stuff for kids. I remember the moment that my son was like, I don't like this podcast. Or I started getting nervous about, like, what am I actually exposing him to? Because as an infant, like, he can listen to whatever, but he'll start repeating stuff back when he's learning to talk. And he's really, like, kids are such sponges. And you just need to start being sensitive of what they're taking in and what you can really explain to them.
As well as the development of language, which is really incredible to witness and be a part of with your child, and exciting as they start putting sentences together and trying out new words all the time. My daughter's trying out new words every day or two now, which I love. But what it's really done for me, I think it's made me slow right down and start paying attention to little details in the world. I just notice more things because she does. And I find wonder in more things because she does. So she'll hear an aeroplane from a great distance and point it out to me, and I would not have noticed. She'll ask me what a sound is. And so, yeah, the power of listening, I think, is it's caused me to really listen in a way that I didn't before. It's a kind of mindfulness that you are forced to slow down so much when you have a child and be aware of little details in life. And so it causes you to find just a lot more joy and wonder in those details than you did before.
Not only does listening help you engage with what's around you, but it can illuminate things that you never knew about yourself. Being a better listener can be an important tool in building up some parts of your personality that you may have once thought would never have an outlet. Dan Hines and Amanda Weldon of the Stories Podcast use the program as a creative outlet. Similarly, Kate Casey of Reality Life discovered podcasting as a place where she could blend her three passions. Take a listen.
What would you say inspires you?
So I have she's seven now. She was, I guess, five when we started, a year-old daughter. And she was always very bored, and it would get annoying. And there's only so many times you can listen to Disney songs over and over again. So I went online to try to find a podcast for kids, and there really wasn't any. I've always been a writer. You know, I do marketing writing by trade, and I did a lot of writing all through college and everything. And I'm like, I could do this. And then luckily I started with my sister and Amanda, who were in the same music program together, and I had performers ready to go. It was great.
Well, when we're talking about individual stories, sometimes the thing that inspires us is because I want it to be a certain kind of song. So we'll sort of like create a story around a song, or vice versa. We want like a story with like a strong female protagonist. So we'll create a story like that. I think what inspires us in general is sort of encouraging creativity and imagination. And you know, sort of broadening kids' perspectives. And
I love
that's
that.
Right.
So what inspires you?
I would call myself an anthropologist in a way. I love to hear about people. I used to take my mom's yearbook and flip through it and ask her about people that she went to school with. Meanwhile, she's like, that guy was a jerk. I don't know what that girl's doing. But I wanted to hear all about them. You know, did they have siblings and what did they grow up to be and who were they as people? So I just like anything having to do with people. There are three things that inspire me: professional athletes, journalists, and comedians. Okay. I will never be an Olympic athlete, even though I wish I could have. I love pop culture and I love journalism and I love comedy. So I think this is like a great thing because I get to be what I would call the Diane Sawyer of reality TV. I get to take people from shows that I love and interview them and get to learn more about them and give them an opportunity to explain not only just their life story, but what it's like to be on a reality show, sort of like a behind the scenes look. So as much as I'm goofing on shows that I've seen, I also like to really get a sense of the people that I see on these shows.
If you've listened to Wondery's shows before, you know we have a soft spot for audio drama. If you listen to a good one, you'll quickly find yourself immersed in the middle of the action. I host two of them, Secrets, Crimes, and Audio Tape, an audio drama told week after week, and Radio Drama Revival, produced by Fred Greenhalgh, who is also the producer of The Cleansed and The Dark Tome. Fred sees listening as an intimate connection that can only strengthen our world. He sat down with Lindsey Graham, the creator of the political thriller Terms, to talk about how important that connection is in a world that can seem so divided.
When you're listening, it's a one-on-one format. So because you have that power of the intimacy, you get to have these moments where you're just really speaking to one person. And sometimes that can be big, sometimes it can be small. And one of the ways, one of the sort of very foundational ways we connect as human beings is through voice. And languages are, you know, a function of listening and speaking.
2016 has been a weird year, and I think, you know, I've saw everyone's trying to diagnose it. regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, I think you would agree that this one has been strange. Things, if they're not broken, they're certainly bent out of shape. And to diagnose it, I think most people would come down to just a lack of understanding between opposed parties, and whether it's Democrats or Republicans or different races or classes or whatever. There has been a fantastic and catastrophic breakdown in our ability to empathize with other people. And I think that has largely everything to do with listening. If that old trope, everything you need to learn about life, you learned in kindergarten, I think is largely true. If your mouth is open, then your ears are closed. And it's very, very difficult, especially if you're a person of strong opinions like I am, to modulate your behavior so that you are focused on the other party and what, and able to listen so carefully that you're able to get through the rhetoric, the filigree of their partisanship and find out what really matters to them. You know, in my creative endeavors on terms, I am always looking for the smallest possible moment of truth, the tiniest line or delivery that reveals what the true intent is. If you weren't paying attention, you may not get it, or you may just feel it rather than truly comprehend it. And I think listening is the only way to capture that understanding. So yeah, do we need more listening? Sure. In a world full of, you know, it's not just podcasts and it's not just cable TV, it's neighbors and people in line or at the stoplight, just listening at the grocery store, you know, realize how rich and diverse and spectacular your environment is, just in sound, but also in people and opinions and ideas. And every single one of them has to eat tonight. Every single one of them was breathing the same air that you are. There are far more similarities, but you're not gonna understand them if you can't hear them.
If you ask people around you, how was 2016? I bet a lot of them will answer that this was a hard year, full of hard lessons. We often find ourselves in a world plagued by injustice and dissatisfaction. The people we pass on the street are distant, as are the people we see in our lives and on our news feeds. The same technology that can bring us closer together also has the power to make us slip further and further apart. We are divided amongst ourselves, and seem to be at an impasse on communicating with each other. We spent some time hearing from the hosts of Wondery shows today, learning about what listening means for them. Take a moment to consider how it is you listen to the world around you. Not just podcasts, but how you interact with other people in your community, or in the natural world, or the built world. Listen for how sound is dampened by snowfall, for the drumbeat of rain, or the wind through bare branches. Listen for the sound of jokes in languages you don't speak, the sizzling of cuisines unknown to you, the secret hearts of strangers. Listen to ideas you don't agree with. Respond to them in even tones. Listen for decency. Listen to the hum of the lights, the hiss of your radiator, the mechanized whir of elevators and cars. In them, I think you will find a little beauty. And in that beauty, peace. In 2017, resolve to listen. If you agree with me that the world needs a whole lot more listening, there's something you can do. This holiday season, you'll be around friends and family. Give them the gift of listening. Show them how to listen to a podcast. Make it personal for them. Think of a show they're probably going to enjoy and show them how to find it on their own phone. If they have an iPhone, show them how to find the podcast player that's already preloaded on their device. If they have an Android, they'll need to download a podcast player, like the Wondery app we just launched. Our app supports pretty much every podcast out there, organized in channels like comedy, cool stuff to know, true crime, audio drama, and more, which you can swipe right if you like, swipe left if you don't, letting the app know which kind of podcasts to recommend to you.
The Wondery app is in beta and only available for Android. There are videos explaining all of that on wondery.com/how-to. During this show, you've heard from the hosts of 15 podcasts, including Sword and Scale, Finding Mastery, Found, and Secrets, Crimes, and Audiotape. In order to find those shows, if you're listening on an iPhone, click on the cover art while this podcast is playing. You'll see the episode notes. Included with those notes are some links in bright blue. They will take you to each of the podcasts we covered today. You can download and save them for listening on that long flight or road trip you have coming up. I hope you enjoyed the gift of listening. There is so much great tape we left out that we're going to create a podcast feed for future episodes of this special, which will drop over the next few days. You can hear the full conversations between Mike and Christine, or Kate and Amanda, or Heather and Jim. And we'll also have future episodes with behind-the-scenes footage and new announcements, including our upcoming docudrama, Hollywood and Crime. So please subscribe to The Gift of Listening on iTunes, Stitcher, that Wondery app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You'll find that magical link in the episode notes. The Gift of Listening was hosted by me, David Reinstrom, and produced by Cerise Castle. Editing by Sergio Enriquez. Executive producers Jeffrey Glazer and Hernan Lopez. Special thanks to the hosts and producers of all of Wondery's shows. Happy holidays from all of us at Wondery.